It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Trending locally, Katie, there's a ton this morning.
Yes, and this is a really good one to start things off. Go Avs, go! The Colorado Avalanche announced the name of their new team dog.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Why do we need a team dog?
Because it's
most NHL
awesome.
Teams have them.
Yeah, and
I thought that was just our mascot.
Well, Bernie, the St. Bernard. But we have a team dog, and we named him Maxie. They were voted on by the fans which name that you wanted to take over. So Maxie won, and that is after longtime Avs broadcaster Peter McNabb. That's
Peter McNabb.
Who it's paying homage to. Also DU star, U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer. I mean, Peter McNabb is a huge hockey person. But
he played for the Bruins for a long time and a couple other teams, and he was actually a really, really, really good hockey player. And then he graced the Altitude airwaves for over two decades as
long
the
time.
Avalanche color commentator. Good, good, good man.
Yeah.
I mean, just a beautiful heart. So he passed away a couple years ago. And so to honor that is honestly a really, really cool legacy.
Yeah. And so Maxie is the name of the dog. He is absolutely adorable. And he is just 3 weeks old. Adorbs.
That's
I love this
cute.
Story. Yeah,
and the best part about it is, I'm sorry to interrupt again, Katie, but they put these little puppies on ice, and those little dogs on ice, they're slipping everywhere. They're sliding everywhere. They're having
cute.
So much fun.
It's
and
really
it's the
cute.
Dang cutest thing
that's
ever.
Really
seriously.
Cute. Yeah. All right. Well, that's neat.
Yay. Go Avs,
yay.
Go.
Now, what does
again.
The dog travel around with the team then? Or what's.
I think he just comes out for
what's
special
the gist
appearances.
Of the dog?
Oh. You know, he's still young. He can't make all the games. There's a lot of games in hockey. Just
those
like
are late
in basketball.
Nights, Jer.
Exactly. He needs his
they
rest.
Do stuff with kids or anything in the
yeah,
dog?
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll take him around for special events like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then now I'm on board.
He'll be out and about. And
let's get the dog
people.
Here.
Yes.
We got a support station next door. Let's get the dog here.
We need to make that happen.
That'd make me
Josh,
so happy.
Contact your people.
All I got gotcha. You.
I like this a lot. There we go. All right. So how much money is it going to take you to retire in Colorado?
$19 million.
Oh, that's what you would think. They actually did this study about how much, like, the most expensive places to retire in America. And number one was Hawaii, obviously. It's like over
obviously,
$2 million.
Yeah.
A lot of places making $1 million. Colorado, not quite there, but just under $1 million. It was like $987,000.
I feel like it should be higher.
That's what I was thinking.
$1 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
I was shocked that Colorado wasn't in the top 10 as far as most expensive states to live in. But yeah, they're saying if you want to retire here in this beautiful
at what age? I mean, is that
state,
where you work until you're 84 and then
know,
retire?
Right?
And then the 900 is good to go because you maybe got 10 years tops left.
They're saying that with the $900,000+, you're factoring in about 60 $2,000 a year is what you're spending. So that was like what they were saying was what you were going to need to make it. But
I'd still shoot for more.
I was shocked that Colorado, it wasn't more.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it'd be like
how close
at least
are you 1.5.
Nowhere near
no?
it. I still need to find me
you
a rich sugar
buying,
daddy.
Breakfast burritos.
Never.
Put that
That's
money
never
in the
gonna
stocks
happen.
Instead of burritos.
That we'll is be, never going to happen.
We'll be working till the day we die here.
That's pretty much it. And this is a really neat, friendly bet for the Broncos game coming up. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
The sheriffs in the respective cities, so Denver and Buffalo, have made some friendly wagers as far as the game coming up. And if we win... scratch that. When we win, Buffalo, they're going to have to send us chicken wings, of course, right?
Oh,
because,
awesome. Yeah, I love this bet already.
But guess what we're sending them?
Rocky oysters. Mountain oysters.
No, that's what I thought we'd send them.
Potweed.
No.
Craft beer.
Is it the
stickers
the pizza,
for Loveland.
It's food.
Food.
We're going to send them steak. We're all bougie over here and stuff.
Well,
I don't
we'll
know
give
why.
Them like Elway's or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to send them
beef.
Steak, and they're sending us chicken wings. I don't know.
Right.
That's
do you not
a
like
fair trade.
Do you not like chicken wings?
Steak
it's
is better than
chicken
wings.
I don't like it, but think about a steak is a meal. I mean, especially Colorado steak. That's prime stuff right there. You're going to send me an appetizer?
If you have 18 chicken wings, that's a meal.
Okay.
But it's chicken wings compared to a steak.
I would take the chicken wings all day long.
Would you? You'd rather have chicken wings over a steak?
I could eat chicken wings every day of the week.
Okay,
they are.
I'd rather have a
so
steak.
Good.
That'd be weird.
Than chicken wings. What would you rather have?
Steak all day long.
Steak all day.
Give me that
all
New York
steak.
Strip, man. I'll be shoving those wings onto the
exactly.
floor.
Exactly.
Get
so
out my way.
Buffalo
Dude,
would be
sauce,
lucky.
The sauce, though, the buffalo wings.
Here's the thing. Either way, we're getting wings because we're winning that game. Go Broncos! goes.
Katie, if this doesn't go away, that's on you.
And one more local story, because remember when we were talking about how there was a new law implemented where if you get pulled over and you don't have your driver's license, insurance, and registration, police can impound your car.
They will get you.
Yeah, this is a new thing happening. And when it first rolled out, they were like, yeah, there's a few dozen cars in impound, blah, blah. Fast forward a month. Hundreds of cars have been impounded in Aurora. So this is the
thing. Isn't that eye-opening?
This is, oh, it just really tells you how many people are rolling around without insurance, without registration. But the insurance part is what really gets me, because that can really mess with you. We just talked about this yesterday, how you got in an accident, the person didn't have insurance, and that is causing a headache for you.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, so I think this is a good thing that they are making sure people are up to speed and up to date when it comes to the necessary things. They can't get their car out of impound until all of these three things are in place. So if you're rolling around like that,
eye-opening.
Yeah, make sure you get that fixed, because you don't want to be without your vehicle. I mean,
no,
it's
you
just,
don't.
No, it's going to cause so many problems for you.
My
so,
God.
Yeah, just some local things going on.
Real quick, did you have, there's a delay with stock show too.
Oh, yeah, the parade.
Which was supposed to be today.
Yeah. Well, the parade usually starts the morning that kicks off all the festivities for
today?
The stock show.
It was supposed
to be today. It is still going to be today, but they pushed it back to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's when the start of the parade is going to happen.
That parade terrifies me.
Yeah.
Every single year where they bring out those big old steers,
dude,
and the bulls. And they run them down the middle of the road, and there's small children and families just right there.
Yeah.
And I swear, I hope this never happens.
Right?
I will reiterate, I hope it never happens, but that is ripe for something bad going
down. Absolutely. They're like, no.
That is ripe for a
Benny's
bowl
a nice
getting
bowl.
Loose.
What do you mean? Benny's the nice bowl.
I don't know. It always worries me every year.
Yeah.
It worries me every year, because those are big beasts.
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
just
yeah.
a couple cowboys there with their
and
lassos.
Like,
I don't know.
When you get in there in person, they are massive.
I love seeing them, but when they're behind the wall there in their cage.
Yeah, in the cage.
Not running past Union Station. My God. Well, you were talking about insurance and insurance rates going up, and you know, after all these fires in California, all of our rates are just going to skyrocket. Absolutely. I mean, it is tearing down L.A. as of this morning. I saw another fire pop up in the Hollywood Hills, which is, I think, right by the Hollywood sign.
All
those houses and everything there. So it's bad. It's really, really bad. The list of celebrities, I know there's a lot of regular folks out there, but this is really hitting home for a lot of the celebrities right now, too, which is crazy. Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, Jamie Lee Curtis, Eugene Levy lost his house. Billy Crystal lost his house. John Goodman, Miles Teller from the latest Top Gun lost his house. Anna Faris, Anthony Hopkins. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
The pictures are insane. TMZ is doing a lot of side-by-sides with these celebrities' big houses, like from Google Street View. And then you do a little slider over, and it's just ash.
Yeah.
Just completely gone. But it is just it's a lot of really bad factors coming all together at once. And Josh was telling me about, you know, the wind out there.
It's horrific right now.
And the lack of water.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing, is the winds are so crazy. The winds are blowing it. Like there's those planes that drop, like, the fire retardant
the water
or whatever. And it is not even hitting the correct spots.
Because the wind is just blowing it,
taking
right?
it away.
Yeah.
And so if you can't hit the correct spots, you're not fighting the fire. I mean, it's so sad, because Twitter, I mean, at least my Twitter feed right now, or X feed, is all California fires right now.
That's
and
what
it's
my Instagram
so
is.
Devastating to see. And I don't care if you're a celebrity or a normal person, you're a human being.
Oh, there's high schools that are gone. They were interviewing these high school kids. They're like, oh my God, all of our hangouts are gone.
Dude.
All these businesses leveled. The schools leveled. Churches.
I saw a video of a 91-year-old man who said he'd lived in his house for almost 7 decades, and it's wiped out. And he was 91 years old, and he was talking about how he's going to rebuild. And I was like, that almost brought me to tears, man, because that type of thing. The elderly, when you lose something as an elderly person, that breaks my heart, because
years of
that
building
is
that life,
your
you know?
Life. That's your entire life. These youngsters that are losing things, yes, it's devastating, but you really can rebuild. I mean, a 91-year-old man talking about it broke my heart. It's
That's
so sad.
Horrible.
Ugh.
But yeah, the winds are absolutely insane. The water system shut down. They weren't pumping enough water into L.A. to begin with, it sounds like. They cut the firefighting budget by like $17 million.
Oh, my goodness.
The mayor was out of the country.
It's not a good look for the
leadership.
She
declared
there.
A state of emergency and then left and went to Africa. So it's just... There's a lot of things that I think went really wrong with this, but sadly, a lot of people are losing their lives, and it looks like hell on earth.
Yeah,
if you look at this,
it really does.
It is hell on earth because the sun is blocked out with black smoke, and it's just fire, 360 degrees, absolutely horrific. So, ugh. T's and P's, right?
Seriously,
T's and P's.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to be sending out some Colorado firefighters. I would imagine.
Yeah, I think that they were talking about at least, you know, they had some planes going out that way, and definitely firefighters sending there as well.
Now, how do we go on to the lighthearted stuff after that? I will say that Ben Affleck made the news yesterday because he had to run from his home and he went to Jennifer Garner's house to hang with her. But there is news out about the divorce between him and J-Lo. It was finalized on Monday, and it looks like she's going to be able to keep the 8.5-carat green diamond engagement ring that he gave her.
Whoa.
Worth just shy of $6 million.
Jeez, for what? How long were they? 2 years, right?
I don't even know.
$6 million for 2 years of your life,
and the thing is she now has a collection of 6 engagement rings. She has kept all of her rings, which are now estimated to be about $17 million. So she's got $17 million in diamond engagement rings from various dudes.
She should make a necklace.
I was like, does that make her the common denominator there?
I don't know.
Jenny stays on the block?
I don't know. Hey-o.
Here's another scam. Gosh, I just don't get how people get involved with these. But it was a 76-year-old woman, so I kind of see that. But she's out thousands of dollars after, air quotes, Alan Jackson asked her for a loan. The cops said it was a scam that started back in June. She posted something about the singer on Facebook. Somebody claiming to be Alan Jackson's manager chimed in and said that they were going to put her in touch with Alan Jackson. Well, the fake Alan Jackson did reach out and say, and he was saying, hey, I need some help. I'm going through a divorce. All my assets are frozen. Could you send me some Apple gift cards?
Oh, my.
That's how you know.
Goodness.
So she sent him like $3,000 worth of Apple gift cards to help old Alan Jackson out. And obviously it wasn't him. He's not going through a divorce.
The real Alan Jackson would just ask for money. Come on.
Apple gift cards.
The real Alan Jackson would not be on Facebook asking random people for money. My God.
That is so
But I, this
funny.
Is one of those things where I can totally see my mother-in-law falling for something like this.
It's easier than you think.
She's the one who texts back like all those random, like, you have a UPS package that you haven't picked up. It is sitting at the warehouse.
She
it's been here for 2 weeks.
You know what?
She'll reply back, who's that from?
Make sure your mother-in-law doesn't get a TikTok because it's
you've been hit up on TikTok.
I have, and I had to ask Josh. I was like, is this real, Josh? This person wants to pay me $500 to paint my picture. He's like, Katie, how have you made it this far? For real.
Like, don't send them your pictures.
Send them your pictures,
really
first of all.
Because they were like, hey, we just need your Venmo and your phone number.
Yeah,
and she's like, should I send this?
I know. Like, they just really want to send me money to paint my picture.
No.
Apparently, it's not it.
Here's this. Your fat America, Jimmy John's, is bringing back their kick and ranch sauce, Katie Cat. It was removed from their menu a year ago. They say you can use it as soup if you'd like to because they are offering a soup-size container of their kick and ranch sauce.
So you can dip.
Their quote is slurping, sipping, or dipping.
Dipping.
Oh my God.
You're like, all of the above.
It's good though. It's like their spicy ranch, and it is
tasty.
It adds so much flavor.
That's
I
some
love
good
it.
Ranch.
Yummy.
Yeah, that's some good ranch right there. All right. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Check out the video that's gone viral of a sports reporter in Sacramento. Jake something or other. He's trending this morning after they went live to him in his little studio and there was a racy photo on his computer right behind him during a live segment this week.
Do you know what that was of?
It was Rihanna.
It was Rihanna. She came out with a new like lingerie. The poor guy. It was all over Twitter the other day. Sorry, it's all over X the other day. That poor guy probably just refreshed his feed, and it was right there, and I felt so bad for him.
I mean, it is like front and center.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's pretty darn funny.
Dead center of his page. I'm like,
oh,
no.
So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.